AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The Islamic State Group's capture of Ramadi, a key provincial capital in western Iraq, calls into question the Obama administration's strategy there. But at the Pentagon, Colonel Steve Warren says the militants' win should not be misinterpreted.
We've said all along that there are going to be ebbs and flows. This is a difficult, complex, bloody fight, and there's going to be victories and there's going to be setbacks. And this is a setback.
An Afghan judge has sentenced 11 policemen to 1 year in prison for their role in the mob killing of a woman in Kabul in March. There were 49 people charged over her death. She was brutally beaten to death at a Kabul shrine after being falsely accused of burning a Quran. The Idaho legislature has approved a child support bill that had been rejected over Islamic law concern. State Senator Jim Rice says the bill would not impose foreign laws on Idaho.
It's not something that affects our sovereignty.
Much of the debate focused on $46 million in federal funds and payment processing systems tied to the legislation. Idaho would have lost access to both if a previous rejection had stood. In California, a first-of-its-kind lawsuit. Students with violent and traumatic pasts have sued the Compton Unified School District, alleging they're legally disabled and the school has failed to meet their education needs. Waco police are on watch tonight because of threats of retaliation over the Sunday gang melee that left 9 bikers dead and 18 wounded. Psychologist Nadine Caslow says police outreach can work with gangs because their leaders understand when things are getting too volatile.
Interact with the people in the gangs to the extent that they're willing to talk to them, to try to build partnerships and collaborations with the sense that everybody works together to try to calm things down.
President of the AFL-CIO is urging Congress not to support fast-track legislation on trade. This is AP Radio News. 6 years on the job, and President Obama has finally gotten his own Twitter account.
The president's actually been tweeting for years now, but only rarely and only through the catch-all White House account, with tweets signed off B.O. Now he says, they're finally giving me my own account. They being the White House IT specialists, who are naturally super careful about Obama's online access. He'd say the new @POTUS account is a new way for Obama to engage directly with the American people. However, many White House reporters see it as a new way for Obama to bypass them and get his message out unfiltered. Mark Smith at the White House.
A South Texas woman has given birth to triplet girls with two of the babies conjoined at the pelvis. A pediatric surgeon at Driscoll Children's Hospital in Corpus Christi says it'll likely be 6 months until the conjoined babies who share a colon can be separated. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.